It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are getting you set for what's going to be a crazy weekend. Pennant race baseball for both teams. The Giants facing a game that is as close to a must-win game in a week two as one can have. And the Jets are facing, you know what they're facing? They're facing the anger of Jet fans. That's what they're facing. If they start 0-2, there will be a lot of screaming, a lot of yelling, a lot of panic. There'll be a lot of angst if they don't beat the Tennessee Titans on Sunday.
Yes, you're right.
More on all those games coming up, but it is 5 o'clock.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
This was something I liked breaking out last football season. Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. The five most likely headlines on Monday morning we wake up to.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
Rodgers that. Jets get vintage Aaron in cruising win over Titans.
I think that's number one.
Well, we'll see.
I think that's the of all the things that can happen this weekend, that feels like the likeliest.
Oh, well, we'll see.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
85 scares. Jets defense continues to struggle as they fall to 0-2.
Oh, God.
God, if that's the headline, I'm gonna take the newspaper, I haven't physically held in a while. I'm going to beat it over your head.
But is anybody still talking about that?
Sean is.
I'm not.
Bears.
We've now taken calls on it this week. My dad still is. I mean, a lot of people are.
No, it's not going to be the headline, T, because most people have realized that was a comment from a year ago.
Right, look, and again, it's just not relevant.
And it's not number one, guys. Relax. Here we go.
Number three.
Relax. Out of command. Daniel Jones malaise continues as offensive struggles continue in D.C.
Mm.
So there you go.
Oh, I see what they did. Command. I didn't.
Yeah, see? It's the headlines. My headline writer.
I didn't even think of that either. The Commanders.
Yeah, remember, that's part of the creativity. It's the headlines.
Number two.
Pop, lock, and drop it. Drew Lock leads Giants to second half victory. It's in play.
I like it.
It's in play.
Number one.
Road Warriors. Giants and Jets defenses lead the way in convincing wins.
Hmm.
And that's your Monday morning headlines.
Yeah, I think all of them are possible. I think all of them are interesting. I still think the one that you put number five, like Aaron Rodgers giving you this sort of vintage performance, the Jets winning and Roger that or whatever you want to do, I think that's the likeliest.
Oh, maybe.
I really do. Am I being too homerific, Tiki, to think that?
No, I think you're right. Right. If they win, then it's what we're going to feel because that's all we're waiting for.
And this is what's interesting
to me. The Jets haven't had a victory with Aaron Rodgers yet.
That's right. Wow, that's a great one. And that actually might debunk what I was about to say.
Go ahead.
The reason I put this at number five is not that I don't think that this is highly possible. I really do versus the Titan defense. What I think is there is such a spotlight on what the heck is going to happen with Daniel Jones and the Giants that just simply Aaron Rodgers tearing up the Titans and being the number one headline in New York feels crazy to me.
Well, I ask you this question, and I actually am confident that I don't ask this question without being able to give you an answer. Lugie and I have talked about this. We plan on being able to give you an answer to a very interesting question we're about to ask. Right, Lugie, you feel good that we're going to get the answer to this?
Yes.
Okay, yes. The New York Giants and the New York Jets are playing at the same time on Sunday.
Yeah.
1 o'clock!
Right, not that it matters because I couldn't see it anyways, but I hate it for the fans.
Thank you, Tiki. You're going to watch everything with your all 22 thingies anyway. But for us, it sucks. But not only that, Tiki, the New York Mets are playing at 1:35, and the New York Yankees are playing at 1:35. So we are facing a Sunday
in
which
brilliant.
The Jets, the Giants, the Yankees, and the Mets are all playing at the same time. What have I told you? By Monday, you think, or maybe by Tuesday, Lugie?
No later than Tuesday.
No later than Tuesday, we will have the results of the New York-only TV ratings for all four of those games. And we will be able to know the answer on who watched what. Like, who won the weekend in terms of viewership. So
I'm fascinated.
I'm fascinated, too. I'm going to write down your predictions, And luckily, we will be able to see who's right about this. And obviously, everybody at home has to make a decision. I know some are going to try to flip. Some are going to use their tablets. Obviously, the team you root for is going to be the one that you're a little bit more partial to. But if you're a Met Jet fan like myself, if you're a Loogie Giant fan,
I am a Loogie fan, but a Giant Met fan.
If you're Sean, who's a Yankee Giant fan, like, what the hell do you do? So, you want me to go first? I'll go first.
Are you doing the order in which they finish?
Correct.
Okay.
Based on total viewership.
Starting with the number one.
The number one viewed team on Sunday will be the New York Giants.
Ooh. Okay.
The number two viewed New York sports team will be the New York Yankees.
What?
The number three team will be the New York Jets, and the New York Mets, unfortunately, will finish fourth. Obviously, you guys disagree with that.
I definitely disagree.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then go ahead. Your turn now. We'll go Tiki.
I'm going to.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's in easy order.
Go ahead.
Jets, Giants, Yankees, Mets.
Wow. So we disagree completely.
I disagree with him.
I guess the only thing we have together is that the Mets are finishing in last, which is not a knock on us. It's just we're the Mets. We're a good team. We're a likable team, but we're not as popular as the Yankees. Whatever. Go ahead.
I think this is an overthink. I think you go in order of most popular viewed sport to most popular or more fans in town. I'm going Giants, Jets, Yankees, Mets.
I was thinking about that. Giants, Jets, Yankees, Mets.
Okay.
So we all have the Mets in last place. All right, Lukey, go ahead.
Okay, I have Giants number one. I have Jets number two. I have Mets number three. No. The Yankee game is
you
irrelevant.
You get to be the contrarian.
Break. They're all going right. October either way. Yankees last.
Right. I mean, if you want to do it by importance, it kind of that. You're right, Tommy. Right? Because the Phillies and the Mets feel like such an important game, whereas the Yankees and the Red Sox. I know it's a rivalry in some people's minds still. It's like the Red Sox are just trying to get in.
First of all, I disagree with you, but Tommy is smarter than all of us.
Why?
He's going to be right.
Because the Yankee Giant fan?
No, because I think to this day, I just spit on my microphone. I'm so sorry. It's disgusting. I'm eating Ritz crackers, and I'm eating Ritz crackers because I went to the vending machine. I put a dollar in to get a Ritz crackers, and two came out. And I was like, it's like my lucky day.
Is this a perfect summation of the show? Tiki stays at the Ritz. You eat the Ritz.
Very good.
I'm actually at the Four Seasons.
It's at the Four Seasons. I think the Mets are on pick, so they're on free TV on Sunday, which actually gives you a little bit of an edge, doesn't it? Doesn't free TV still have that little...
I guess.
Maybe not anymore, actually.
Over cable? Absolutely it does.
Okay, so 100%. I think you may be right because the Yankees are on cable and the Mets are on picks.
The amount of people with free TV only that are sports fans that would then go to the Mets on picks over either of the football games also on free TV to sway this number,
okay,
that feels outlandish to me.
Oh, I'm just backing Loogie up. So anyhow, those are our predictions. Me, Sean, and Loogie all agree the Giants will be the highest rated this weekend. Tiki thinks it'll be the Jets.
Yep.
And we'll get those results on Monday or Tuesday, and we'll be able to tell you, which I always find fascinating. Not the national audience, the New York audience. And hearing those numbers is always fascinating.
Absolutely. My guy Slippery Pete will get us the numbers by Tuesday.
Well, tell Slippery Pete we appreciate it.
Will do.
We really do. And I look forward to it. That's going to be a crazy Sunday, man. Just a freaking crazy Sunday with the Jets and the Giants. I mean, I have a headache thinking about it.
You know what sucks about it, Evan, is that...
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For us here in New York, well, I'm Baltimore, but you know what I mean. Us in New Yorkers that are sports fans.
Yeah.
Your day of watching meaningful stuff is over at 4. By 4 o'clock, it's just all over. And you're kind of like, I guess I'll watch this Sunday night game. I guess I'll watch
You're that. Kind of right. Unless you self-stymie yourself by DVRing games.
Yes.
But here's the problem with that. And I've learned this as a DVR expert. If you DVR the Jets, they'll get an update on the Giants. If you DVR the Giants, you'll get an update on the Jets.
Right.
And even the same thing with the baseball, because even though it's on picks, SNY basically produces the whole thing. So it's an SNY production, which I love, by the way, because back in the old days, it would be different announcers. Like, yeah, the Mets being on picks, or at the time, MSG, Fox Sports, New York, whatever it was, like, it would just be completely different. Now, it's Gary, Keith, and Rod. It's the same. Everything's the same except the graphics, like, slightly different. So that's great to me. But they usually flash scores. So if you want to, like, divvy out your day by using DVR, you really can't even do it. You just have to kind of flip around.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think. I guess the Bengals and the Chiefs, you'll kind of watch with some interest.
Yeah, no, Broncos, I think that's a Steelers, fun game to watch, yeah.
But the Broncos, Steelers, and the Rams, and the Cardinals, and the Texans, and the Bears, doesn't excite you.
You know what actually excites you? And I bet you don't even realize this. You know what the Sunday night baseball game is?
No, I didn't even look.
Dodgers, Braves.
Oh, of course.
There you go.
All right, so there it is. But you got to wait till Sunday night.
Yeah.
And if you have DirecTV, you still don't get it.
Oh, that's a good point, too, yeah, because they don't have ESPN. It's not ideal as a sports fan, but here's the reality. The Mets, the Yankees, the Jets, the Giants, the NFL, baseball, they don't coordinate with each other. No. They don't give a damn.
Right.
You know, I complained about this to you last year about Jets and Giants being on at the same time, and there's TV reasons for it. Like, they want the country watching Kansas City against Cincinnati at 425. They don't want New York competition against it.
Right. Do you think they did this because Bruce Springsteen's in Asbury Park on Sunday night?
What?
Yeah. You think they did that?
They did
what? All the games, all the local teams are at 1 o'clock because Bruce Springsteen is at Asbury Park on Sunday night.
Enough people still care about Bruce Springsteen where that's going to impact our sports viewing?
I mean, maybe. Maybe. It's a big festival going on.
I
only know this because I'm going.
Oh, wait a second. So your Sunday is calling the Ravens-Raiders game,
yep,
shooting right back up to Asbury Park, New Jersey, and watching the boss, Bruce Springsteen?
That's right.
Are you a Bruce fan?
I don't know if I'm a Bruce fan. I mean, I am a Bruce fan, but I've never been to his concert.
Oh. Can I give you a warning?
This is my first one. What's that?
I have deep respect for Bruce Springsteen. I am not mocking him. I'm not saying he's bad or anything like that. I think he was actually like the first artist I listened to as a kid. Born in the USA was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But some of his fans, they're crazy. They're very crazy.
What does that mean?
They go to like 100 concerts in a row.
Okay, but so did Grateful Dead. So did Dave Matthews.
They're crazy too.
Says
the guy who goes to 47 million Met games a year.
Yeah, that's not that crazy. Every Met game is different. You're hearing music over and over again. I mean, what the hell's that?
Well, he's got so much music that every set's got to be different, right?
Man, Bruce deserves to get knocked here a little bit too.
Why are you ripping Bruce?
Why are you knocking Bruce?
I understand tonight. It's a football Sunday, Bruce. Hang up the guitar.
Okay, but it's not a football Sunday because all the local teams are playing at 1.
At Texans, Bears,
football,
Bruce,
baseball.
Come on. Sean acts like nothing else can go on a football Sunday. Like, basically nothing can exist. The Mets are playing on a football Sunday. No. There's 162 games. I got
to
play.
They listen to country music in Texas, in Houston. So, I mean, they're not worried about that.
No. I'm talking about us. I don't know how you guys feel in my house. If I get invited to anything on a football Sunday, I feel insulted.
I agree. A wedding, you should be, you know, banished from the country. But a guy touring, it is what it is. It's not a big deal. What is it? At 9 o'clock at night?
It's
8 o'clock.
Bruce in New Jersey. 7:30.
No, but what time is Bruce going to get
7:30 and miss Indiana Bengals Chiefs? Not you. I'm talking about all these people that Bruce is making make this decision.
Trust me, if they're going to Bruce, they don't care about Bengals Chiefs.
There is at least one gentleman going to this concert.
Yeah, you want me to tell you who it is? Hey, listen, Mikey, I gotta be there. It's Bruce Springsteen.
He's the
greatest of all time.
Feels obligated because their wife's asking him and they're angry about it.
By the way, it's a good guess, Evan, and I only know that you're wrong because he's going tonight at Camden Yards.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on a second. I'm confused about this. Bruce Springsteen is performing at Camden Yards tonight?
Bruce Springsteen is performing at Camden Yards tonight.
Are you going to go? Because you're in Baltimore.
Not.
Why not?
I'm not. Because I'm going on Sunday.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you go this day instead of Sunday? Like, Sunday's a busy day for you,
because
bro.
Because I want to go with my guests that I'm going with on Sunday, including my wife, who's not down here.
I got you. I just think
if I went tonight, I'd be going with my crew. I love my crew.
So what are you doing on a Friday night in Baltimore? You going back to the hotel?
Yeah, going back to the hotel.
Check what's going on the internet?
Maybe go hang out with Vega and some of those other guys on our crew.
You don't want to hang out with them.
Get a couple drinks. Do some work.
Do a little downtown. You want to go to a little Pickles Pop? You want to go Pickles Pop?
This is your spot.
This is my spot.
You were down here.
I love Baltimore.
Tell me what I should do.
Well, okay, so what I'm used to doing is the aquarium.
I'm not going to the aquarium at 8 o'clock at night.
Are you out of your mind?
Well, I'm giving answers to
it. It's not open at 8 o'clock at night.
Great children's museum, too.
They got a great children's museum.
I am not going to a children's museum by myself.
All right, you can go to the Inner Harbor, where they've got a lot of restaurants on the water. If you want to have a drink, Pickles Pub's the place to go.
And there's a Hooters. Pub. Well, the Hooters. Not going to a Hooters.
It's the same everywhere.
Yeah. No, Hooters in the Inner Harbor.
Dude,
different.
If I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin, I'll go to Hooters.
Yeah.
I'm on the Inner Harbor.
I would think the Hooters in Vegas probably better than Green Bay, but we could have that discussion.
No, my point is, in Green Bay, like, what else are you doing?
Exactly. You both got it wrong. Like, when you're in a beautiful city like Baltimore, you know, they call it the Charm City? No, it's Emerald City?
Yes.
Emerald City.
Yes. Wait, who's Charm City?
I don't know.
I think that's Cincinnati. So Emerald City, the city of lobsters, or actually it's crab, uh-huh. You got to go to one of the local establishments. Suggesting right. a chain, no offense to the chain, is deeply offensive. Right. So I would say Pickles Pub.
Pickles Pub.
That'd okay. be my advice. By the way, I was right. Charm City is Baltimore.
Hmm. Wow. So what's Emerald City?
Yeah, what's the Emerald?
Seattle, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know. It sounds like a...
Emerald City is, I think, like the Wizard Disney. Of Oz, bro.
Like I was going to say... Just saying, some movie.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, I'm right. Seattle is known as the Emerald City.
Oh, see, I'm right then. I mean, I'm not right about knowing it was Seattle. I'm right about naming city nicknames and have it being real and not Oz. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some of your phone calls. We'll make our NFL picks in 13 and a half short minutes. 888-808-1019. You may not see that on TV. Our TV schedule is a little different today because the Mets are starting early in Philadelphia. So we were on TV a little bit earlier today. We'll be off at 5:30. You can always check us out on the Odyssey app and, of course, The Fan. Josh is in Smithtown. What's up, Josh?
Hey, just two questions for Tiki quick. Number one, only two quarterbacks so far have thrown for 300 yards, and you have Daniel Jones thrown for 294. Did I hear that correct? Right.
That's correct. Believe it.
I manifested, I guess. All right. I just wanted to make
exactly.
sure.
You know I'm an over-optimist.
My second question is, there was some point in the game last week, I forget exactly what it was, when there were back-to-back design QB runs for Daniel Jones, yeah. and...
Right around midfield, I know that, it's third and fourth down.
Yeah, exactly. And, right. and I know, you know, everyone likes to kind of get hit to get back in the game. And, you know, it's been a while since he played and everything. But it had me going down this whole rabbit hole. And I just want you to tell me if I'm crazy or not. Is it possible that, you know, Mara has already had a conversation with Shane and Dable. And they basically have determined that Daniel Jones is not the guy. And it's almost, unless something goes totally, totally awry, they're like basically guaranteed the next year with their guy. And that'll be their final straw.
So they're sabotaging Daniel Jones by doing stupid
stuff
like that?
Not necessarily sabotage. I mean, I think he sabotages himself plenty. I don't think he really needs to be able to do that for him. But yeah. but I just wonder if you think that's possible.
No, I mean, I don't think so. I don't think John Mara is making any suggestions to Joe Shane or Dabes about how they're going to use Daniel Jones and what, you know, what benefit that gives them as a team and as an organization. So I think it was just... We ran a QB designed run. We're not going to run it again, obviously. And he tried to catch him. And unfortunately, the Minnesota Vikings were dialed into it, like, and it got stoned. So I don't think that there's anything else going on like that.
It's not. So his question is actually, it's very interesting. And I think if you use different words to describe it, you would say, yeah, that, of course. If you have a second-year quarterback, like, I won't even say rookie, a second-year quarterback that you believe is your future, okay? Hasn't even been paid yet, but he's your future. C.J. Stroud. You have C.J. Stroud. You are going to be very protective of him because while you want to win this year, you're also thinking about next year, the year after that, and his entire NFL career.
Of course.
When you have a guy, and I could use this with baseball, too. I actually use it a lot with baseball, too. When you have a guy who clearly they're going to move on from next year. They told us that. There doesn't need to be a conversation between John Mara and Joe Shane. Like, it was obvious. They were looking to upgrade this year. You're not sabotaging him. That's not the right word. You're not looking for him to fail. But you're not as protective over the future of him because this is it for him. You handle Ryan Fitzpatrick differently than you handled Sam Darnold. You handle Edwin Diaz differently than you handle veteran reliever who's a free agent at the end of the year.
This is true, but I don't think it comes into play calling in the first game of the season. That's the only pushback that I have. I don't think that they're determining calls based on their use of Daniel Jones. That would be almost like a running back. You know how they use running backs?
Right.
Let's just give him the ball and wear him out.
Yeah, we're not going to have him next year. Yeah.
We're not going to use him next year, so let's get the most out of him as we can. I don't think that's the case with QBs because when you do that and you risk an injury, you know, hypothetically, then you put yourself in a worse position to potentially win. right? It hurts your chances of winning when your starting quarterback is not the starting quarterback. We know that. Like, we see it in all the statistics. You see it, and even in the, you know, the spread differential that Evan was talking about yesterday, and we mentioned briefly on in the show. So I just don't think that that's the reality. I think it's more, we know what our plan is going forward. Let's try to win games. And Daniel Jones gives us the best chance to win games right now.
Stay tuned. Baseball Night in New York is presented by Tri-State Cadillac. It's coming up next on SNY. I mentioned, if you're driving home, the Mets start early tonight because the Phillies have a lot of early start time, 6:40. So the Mets are taking on the Phillies, the opener of that three-game series at Citizens Bank Park with first pitch at 6:40. Obviously, the Yankees are right here on WFAN taking on the Red Sox. If you're just tuning in, we've done a lot of everything because there's been breaking news involving the Yankees, and that means Marcus Stroman is in the bullpen. Marcus Stroman was officially moved to the Yankee bullpen. He's out of the rotation, which means Nestor Cortez has survived, Clark Schmidt, Luis Gil, Carlos Rodon, Gerrit Cole. And also, Jason Dominguez is not in the Yankee starting lineup tonight as they take on the Boston Red Sox. But the Mets have a lineup, too. And I don't like what I just saw. I'll tell you my issues with the Met lineup. All right, here's the deal. The Mets are in a pennant race. Am I correct, Tiki? They're in a pennant race? Like, these games matter? Are we at that point in the season? I think we are. I looked at this Met lineup tonight as they begin a stretch of games that will define them. 16 games in 17 days. They've got one more off day. They just had an off day yesterday. They're facing Aaron Nola. And there are two guys missing from the Mets lineup that I have an issue with. Number one is J.D. Martinez. He is not DHing. Jesse Winker is. Mm-hmm. And number two, Starling Marte is not playing right field. Tyrone Taylor is. So a couple of things I want to address. J.D. Martinez has bad numbers against Aaron Nola. Okay, now is that enough to bench him? 3-for-19 with 10 strikeouts? Maybe. I'll give you that. Like, all right, maybe you want to play the numbers game and say, look, for whatever reason, J.D. Martinez doesn't hit Aaron Nola. We're not going to play him today. I can buy that. Tyrone Taylor, very limited amount of time, 3-for-8 against Aaron Nola. You want to elevate him because in a small sample size, he's hit Aaron Nola. Again, I'm fine with all of that. But it's not consistent. Because Starling Marte is 11-for-31. That's a .355 average against Aaron Nola. So, and Jesse Winker, by the way, has terrible numbers against Aaron Nola. So if we're playing the game of this guy hits well against that guy, it's not consistent. And truthfully, Teak, I'm on the side of play your best players. Yeah. And Starling Marte and J.D. Martinez are their best players. And I do not like that they're both out of the lineup on this Friday night in Philadelphia.
Yeah, there's multiple thinkings on this. I think you want to maybe an older player, you get rest because both these guys
just had an off day.
I understand that. I understand it.
Sorry,
older players, you get rest. The other thing is,
I got mad.
Right, you want to play tendencies, but I agree with you, Evan, that at this point in the season, where everything is crunching, right? It's you got to get it done. Play your best players. Play the guys who have done it and who you trust. And by subbing them in and out, or at least whatever, not even subbing them, but you know what I mean, like sitting them down night in, night out, it shows a lack of confidence in them. And I think that's unfair to those guys because that's what they were brought here for, right? It's what, especially with Starling Marte, and I know he had injuries for basically a year and a half, like you want them to be in those positions because that's why you brought them here.
Now, I brought you into a great world, Tiki. I brought you into the Mets text chat. Yes. Do you have your phone near you?
I have it right here.
I want you to read a text message that was just sent to the Mets text chat by our good buddy Fantasy Phil.
I didn't even see it yet.
All right. I want you to read
it. I got it.
Go ahead.
Evan, Marte sucks. Doesn't matter. He's not playing. Mendoza playing the game of who's performing now. Who's performing
by the way, as Tiki said, Evan, Marte sucks. It doesn't matter. I thought it was bad Tiki.
I just did too. Same thing. Exactly.
So there's another perspective that they shouldn't play. I disagree with that kindly to Fantasy Phil and others. I believe this is you-know-what cutting time. And I think Marte's resume and his overall season. Tyrone Taylor's also barely played in the last week.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even say he's hot. I'd put him out there. But we'll see how it works.
How can he claim that? I don't understand that. He's playing who's performing now.
Because Tyrone Taylor has performed at times. He hasn't played a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the Mets starting lineup over the last week and a half, when has he started games? In fact, the last time he started a game was on September 4th. That was 9 days ago.
Wow.
So, no, it's not that accurate. We'll get to your calls in a second, but it's time to make our NFL picks, and Evan and Tiki's football picks are brought to you by, and Sean and Lugie, they're brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the NFL, and the New York Giants. Bud Light, easy to sundae, easy to enjoy, by ELEC A25, Building Our Future, and by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. So last night, we were split on where we were going for our Thursday night pick. Both Lugie and I thought the Buffalo Bills would win outright, let alone get the 2.5. I predicted a Buffalo blowout. I was right about that. I don't know if you said blowout, Lugie, but doesn't matter. You got the win. And so Tommy Lugauer is now a very respectable 4-2 to start the season. I am 2-4, trying to get out of the hole that I created for myself. Tiki and Sean, on the other hand, both picked Miami and have done something very impressive. They've began the pick season 0-6. So, I kudos. Like, if someone's been betting against Tiki and Sean to start this football season, they're doing incredibly well. So, kudos to them.
I'm not supposed to be good at this.
I am.
Plus, yeah, Sean is. Plus, we all kind of want Tiki to lose because it just feels right to have Tiki Barber to Jalen Brunson selling Lugie's T-shirt about how Jalen Brunson should not sign with the Knicks because it would be same old Knicks. But either way, we're all winners. Except for those that bet on what Sean picks, because then you're a loser. And in fact, let's start it off with King Loser. Sean Morash is 0-6. We obviously picked the Jets, Giants, and then a third game. Sean, take it away.
All right, I'm going to start with the locals, and let's start in Nashville, Tennessee, with the Jets, 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 Jets. They're laying 3.5 in this game, and I keep circling the drain. And this, I actually think, if you were picking every game on the board, is the hardest game to pick of the week in the NFL. Yeah. I do think, though, that this game is going to give the Jets fits. And I sit there at that hook. I'm taking the Titans in this game.
Ooh.
I think the Jets could escape Nashville with a field goal late, or maybe Will Levis makes something happen. But right now, by the way, weather looks a little dicey in Nashville, too. And I don't like that DJ Reed did not practice today. I think there's going to be an opportunity for Will Levis to make plays. I think the defense is still going to feel a little off. Not saying the Jets lose, but I don't think they cover the 3.5, pick number one. Pick number two for me. Oh, this is an interesting one with the Giants and Commanders, isn't it? The Commanders laying 1.5 versus a team that the Giants have completely owned. Everything in my soul tells me this is it for the Giants and that it really comes undone. And then I go back and I watch the Commanders versus the Bucks, and I go, boy, they stink too. The Giants are going to win this game on Sunday. They're going to win it outright, but they're going to be losing at the half, and it'll be Drew Lock that leads the Giants with two deep touchdown passes, because that's all he really does. And we wake up confused as ever about a 1-1 Giant team, so I'm going to take the Giants with the points, and I think they win outright with a backup story in the second half. And pick number three, Tiki, I'm going to the Charm City for a game you're not allowed to pick, but I will for you. On a long rest off a loss, the Ravens in their home opener are playing the Raiders, who looked awful late in that game versus the Chargers. And I love AP. I love Antonio Pierce. This smells like a flex game for the Ravens. I think it's something like 31-10, 31-13, and you cover comfortably with the 8.5. Give me the Ravens, pick number three, laying the big number.
What's the big number?
8.5.
8.5. Thank you very much. All right. He's taking Tennessee, the Giants, and Baltimore. Lugie.
All right, I'm going to start first with the non-local game, and I'm just going to, you shouldn't say this in a pick segment. I hate this pick. I really do. I like the team. I'm very high on the Arizona Cardinals this year. I bet them to make the playoffs, but Sean McVay absolutely owns the Cardinals, and we saw last night the Bills own the Dolphins. The Bills rolled in that game. That being said, I'm going to ride with Arizona. The Rams are very backed. I know Evan's super high on them, and I understand that. Stafford's a future Hall of Famer. But I think the Cardinals unleash their Maserati this week, and Marvin Harrison actually does something in this game. So give me the Cardinals -1.5 to cover the number in the desert. Game number two in Nashville. And I got to start agreeing with Evan here. The greatest American city in our great country.
That's right, yeah.
Bad weather. I'd say I would take by 1:30, Evan will be tweeting how much he hates this Jet offense. By 2 p.m., he'll be tweeting about how much he hates the Jet defense. And by 4 o'clock, he'll say this is that disgusting feeling he gets as a Jet fan. The Jets are going 0-2. Aaron Rodgers will tell the tri-state area to relax. The Jets lose. The Titans win outright. So I'll scoop the points. What is it, 3.5?
Three
Give
and
me
a
the
half.
Titans yeah. plus 3.5. Yeah. The final game. If not now, when? I was very curious to see how Jaden Daniels and Washington would look in week one. Would they be spunky? Would they keep it close? Would they win the game outright against the Bucs? And from what I saw in week one, it was the same old Commanders. The defense stinks. The quarterback's going to get himself injured out there. He's not very big, and he's running around. He's taking way too many hits. Washington, whether they were the Redskins, whether they were the Commanders, the Washington football team, they've always been the little brother. They've always been that get-right spot. They've always been there when the Giants need them the most. As bad as the Giants looked in week one, this is the game they win. If they don't win this game, they won't win a game all year. This is the one they get. Give me the Giants to win outright. Plus 1.5. I'll take them 1.5. Give me the Giants. What are you? You know what? You're laughing over there with me. You're laughing at me and Sean when we pick the Giants. What do you got? What do you got working over there, pal?
I have nothing working. It's just...
They're playing Washington, Evan. It's not as if they're playing the Niners.
You guys are the biggest homers in the
world. What do you mean? I laid it up for you. Jones is getting benched, like, and winning in the second half.
Like, Tiki admits it. He's like, yeah, that's my family, man. Of course I'm going to pick him. You guys try to put on that serious face like, all right, here we go. And then you pick the Giants. But that's okay. Tiki, take it away.
All right. Of course, I'm taking the Giants. They're the underdogs here. I think they're going to win. That's all that matters. The Giants win. So give me the Giants. With the Jets, it's a different story. Obviously, on the road against the Tennessee Titans, and they're favored by 3.5. I think that the rust is off of this offense. I think they explode here with Aaron Rodgers, and they cover this 3.5 points against the Tennessee Titans. I know the Tennessee Titans are better, but it's a lot of moving parts and a lot of new faces on both sides of the ball for them. The third game, and this line is interesting to me, the San Francisco 49ers are in Minnesota. Now, this opened at 5.5. It's fallen to 4.5 with San Francisco's recent announcement that Christian McCaffrey is not playing. But why does that even matter? Like, Jordan Mason is just as good. So they're getting 4.5 or laying 4.5. They're laying 4.5, actually, the 49ers, minus 4.5. Give me the 49ers to best the Minnesota Vikings.
There you go. All right, so here's what I've noticed as I make my picks. And I'm afraid of this. If I'm ever high on the New York Giants going into a week, I know that I'm joined by everybody. I've got the giant legend who basically says I'll never pick against them. I've got the homer who self-hates his team in Sean Morash, who's talking about, I'd rather lose, I'd rather tank, I don't want Daniel Jones to start, and he picks him. And I got Loogie, who just feels like he owes the positivity train to continue, no matter if the train is about to run him over. And so I admit, and I'm going to start actually, let me start away from the local games. Let me start with the game I'm taking. That's the Pittsburgh Steelers laying 3 in Denver against the Broncos. I think this comes down to two things. First of all, I don't expect a lot out of the Pittsburgh offense, but as we saw last week and as we saw a lot last year, it doesn't really matter. Their defense is tremendous, and they can win a game by just having Chris Boswell line up, drill a couple of long field goals, and eventually score 18 points. Well, you've got a great combination here. You've got the mile-high air of Denver. You've got Mike Tomlin, who just is murder on rookie quarterbacks. Do you know Mike Tomlin in his NFL coaching career, his record against rookie quarterbacks? I'll tell you, 28-6. This is what we call, and I feel bad for Bo Nix. I don't want to say he stinks, Tiki. He doesn't stink yet.
No, he does not. He's just learning.
He's learning.
Regular football, not preseason football.
That's it.
It's a different animal.
It's a different animal. And you know
when they actually game plan against you, as opposed to just throwing out vanilla stuff?
It's not fair. You know what it's like? Bo Nix is going to, I think, be decent in this league. But let's say at this point he's a fifth grader, right? He's a fifth grader. He just got thrown into college. And he's like, okay, go ace a test your sophomore year at Harvard. Like, he's got no shot against this defense. And so the number is 3. I could see Pittsburgh struggling to score. Looks like it'll be Justin Fields yet again. But I think the defense will create points. They will kick plenty of field goals. Give me the Steelers laying the 3 in Denver against the Broncos. Game number 1. Game number 2. Let me get to that Giant game. So I've moved throughout the week on this. I think earlier in the week, I just reminded myself what the Giants do against the Commanders and what Daniel does against the Commanders and how Washington struggled day one, week one of a completely new regime. And while Jaden Daniels, much like Bo Nix, will eventually be good, not easy when you're a rookie. And so I talked myself into believing what you guys said, that they'll find a way to respond. But as the week went on, I thought more about how broken Daniel Jones looks. And I thought about how this game can turn if Daniel makes a mind-numbing mistake like we saw on Sunday. And how very quickly
everything can turn. And then I also thought about how the defense didn't know, basically no-showed. Like, we didn't spend enough time, all of us, talking about how bad Brian Burns was, how bad Kayvon Thibodeau was, how bad everybody was outside of Sexy Dexy. Him and Drew Phillips were, like, the only guys on defense that put, like, good tape together and played well. And I fear, because I don't want to be right, I'm not a hater as much as you may think that, I don't want to be right, but I have a feeling this just may be another kind of continuation of what we saw Sunday against Minnesota. So I disagree with all you guys. And by the way, that pushed me over the top. I got everybody saying, the Giants are going to find a way. Really? What the hell did I see Sunday that makes me think that? Give me the Giants. Give me the Washington Commanders laying the point and a half at home.
Take a shower.
Against the Giants. And in game number three, last week I picked against the Jets. I go back and forth based on emotions. I don't know why. And I may hate myself for thinking this. I feel very good about Sunday. Now, I feel good that they'll win. I feel good that they'll cover. I feel good that I will say very inappropriate things in a positive way about Aaron Rodgers on Monday, maybe at 2 o'clock. I don't think I'm going to come away scot-free. Like, I think this defense, Teak, will continue to struggle. I think we will see the holes in their run stuffing. I think we'll see the holes in the pass rush that may not exist until they make a deal with Hassan Reddick. But I like what you said. I think we're going to see Aaron freaking Rodgers. I think we're going to see Garrett Wilson realize, oh my God, I'm playing with a real quarterback. I think we're going to see an offense that doesn't go so predictable on first and second down by forced feeding Breece Hall. But Breece will break off a couple of big runs. And I think why we are going to be so delirious on Monday and Sunday night is this offense. And I could see them winning this game something like, you ready for this? 35-24.
I don't hate it.
I can see it. So I think we're going to critique the defense. No doubt about it. I think we're going to still talk about it. I think Hassan Reddick is still going to be a name we talk about. But I got this really good feeling that this offense that we got a little tiny bit of glimpse at is going to deal on Sunday. So I disagree with hater number one, Sean Morash. I disagree with hater number two, Tommy Lugau. And they're nothing but haters. Let's be perfectly honest about who the hell they are.
I just picked the Jets to win. I remember that.
Okay. Yeah. You're a secret little troll. Because while you pick them to win, you pick the points with Tennessee. So you're in this win-win situation. If Tennessee wins the game, are you wrong? No, but you got your pick right.
Who picked the Jets for the most wins on the show?
16-1 was a fraud.
No, it wasn't. You just can't take that the Jet fans are following me to the promised land.
We should make no plans in January. I believe that the haters will be wrong. Give me the New York Jets laying the 3.5 in Tennessee, in Nashville, Tennessee, against the Titans. So I'm taking Pittsburgh laying the 3 in Denver, Washington laying the 1.5 at home against the New York Giants, and the New York Jets. Our New York Jets! The New York Jets! The freaking New York Jets! They're going to kick some ass on Sunday, and we're all going to smile. Now play that music louder. And that would be our picks for week 2 in the National Football League. I feel good.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.